Byron Mallott addressed the ANB and ANS delegates, telling them that he and Walker will work as a team, making decisions together.
He and I agree that I will be his senior advisor as lieutenant governor. I will meet my duties as lieutenant governor, and I will have my own office in the lieutenant governor's suite, but I will also have an office in the office of the governor.
Mallott says their priorities are education, energy for heating and power, and transportation. Their ticket has been endorsed by the National Education Association Alaska, or NEA Alaska. I spoke with Mallott when he stepped away from the podium to ask him some more questions about Southeast Alaska issues. He says the region's communities are hugely important to the state's economy.
We need a ferry system that works. We need an overall transportation system for Southeast that works and is responsive to local needs, to local and regional economies. Southeast needs to work, and the state has a role to maintain and rebuild a sustainable timber harvest industry that hopefully finds ways to add local manufacture. We need to work hard to sustain the Southeast fishing industry and the tourism industry, and we need to work hard also to rebuild local economies throughout the region.
Do you think that the ferry system in Southeast is sustainable the way it is now?
Well, we need a robust ferry system, not just in Southeast, but in Prince William Sound and everywhere that the ferry system currently operates. Marine transportation system should be viewed as part of our overall highway system. It needs to be managed so that it meets the needs of those folks who use it, those communities that are involved, that are impacted, and should be both a transportation system that meets local, regional, and statewide needs, and needs to be robust.
Do you think that creating roads and shortening the ferry runs would help?
Well, there shouldn't be a conflict between surface transportation and the marine highway system. They should be complementary, and they should work to be complementary in a way that allows for efficiency, that allows for economy, and allows for local, again, and regional and statewide support.
There's some big boats being built or going to be built in Ketchikan.
Well, our ferry system needs to meet the needs of every community that it serves. And the ferry system should have vessels that meet the need. They should be efficient. There should be economies able to be achieved at the operating level. This contract building two ferries in Ketchikan is great news for Alaska. The legislature had a lot to do with making that happen.
Regarding transboundary mining that happens in Canada near watersheds shared with Alaska, Mallott says that Alaska should carefully monitor the proposed development. He says more precautions can be taken to protect Alaska's resources, like the fisheries. He says the boundary water treaty between the two countries should be followed.
I believe that both the federal government and the state government should be very aggressive in making sure that the treaty responsibilities are adhered to.
Mallott and Walker oppose the Pebble Mine as it's currently proposed. Some residents in Petersburg have spoken out against the proposed use of herbicides to clear vegetation along state-owned roadways. Mallott says the state should only use chemicals after safety concerns are looked at and the voices of residents are heard.
Pesticides with carcinogenic potential should be used only as a very last resort and in a very limited way.
When asked what he would do about bycatching the king salmon and halibut fisheries in the Bering Sea trawl fisheries to increase harvests in Southeast, Mallott said the state should demand the federal government be more aggressive in reducing bycatch.
The leadership of the state and its membership on the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council is important. Engaging with the Department of Commerce at the secretarial level, at the agency level by the state of Alaska is important, but the federal government's role is key, and the state, again, needs to be very aggressive in pursuing the state's interests.
When asked about global warming and what Alaska's role should be now, Malott says the administration needs to plan and act. But he says it's an issue that's been politicized over the years.
I think we need to focus on the on-the-ground real impacts of climate change, which are taking place. Alaskans who are affected in coastal communities, in Arctic areas, particularly know that climate change is real. It requires us to determine at the state level what is the state's response, what is the state's role. It should be built very clearly with local input.
Malott and Walker support a rural subsistence priority and tribal sovereignty. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.